By the way, be sure to go to SteveGruber.com. SteveGruber.com. I put up new columns there daily, as does Liberty Page. And by the way, we'll have a new video feed. If it's not up yet, we're working on getting that there for you. From people like John Solomon, Just the News, the Center Square, and others. A new video feed available at SteveGruber.com to keep you in the know. And if you're not reading Liberty Page, man, are you missing out? She's a little pithy, to say the least. I'm just, as Rush used to say, a harmless little fuzzball. Just here to be happy and cuddly and all of that. All right, so U.S. companies added 127,000 jobs last month. Forecasters were predicting over 200,000, so it's another weak number for the economy. Another weak number for the economy. And let's be clear about this, as we have been from the beginning of the Biden administration. Mistakes have been made in the energy sector. Devastating, incredibly stupid behavior and bad governance has been applied to the energy sector in America, devastating America's energy supply. We were energy independent when Donald Trump left office. And now we're subservient to Venezuela and others. Can you imagine? Can you imagine any president? Can you even imagine Bill Clinton going and groveling with Venezuela for more oil? No. Barack Obama? Mm-mm. John Kennedy groveling from a dictator? Hey, we need oil here. Can we make it? No. We wouldn't do any of those things. I can tell you another John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, he wouldn't be groveling. He has something to say about just about everything today. Joe Biden's energy policy. It starts with a bit of a dog story. It's bite number three. Listen to this.
Actually, I used to have a a beagle named Roger, and Roger was a rascal. About every 2 weeks, Roger would run off. He'd always come back, but about half the time, he'd come back dragging roadkill that he would hide under my back porch. President Biden's energy policy looks like something Roger used to keep under my back porch.
And just for just to be fair, I had a beagle that behaved the same way when I was a kid. Disappear for 2 or 3 days, come back stinking of everything under the sun, skunks and roadkill and everything else. Just happy, big smile on his face. Hey, man, I'm home. Yeah, and then they'd run off again. Anyhow, I like that. By the way, don't worry. John Kennedy's wrong and KJP, she's right. There's no recession coming. I don't think this is going to age very well, but I mean, let's hope that this is true. Listen.
And so now what we're seeing, and you've heard us talk about this, is we're seeing an economy that's going into a transition to more stable and steady growth. So we do not foresee a recession. The data that I just laid out that we have seen the last couple months does not show a recession.
Does not show a recession. We'll see. 127,000 jobs going into the Christmas season. Amazon just laid off thousands. Furniture companies closing down completely. Other companies taking out lots of jobs. We'll see. We'll see. You know, but while the White House says there's no recession coming, well, Jerome Powell over at the Fed says his outlook has not changed a bit. Has not changed a bit. He may temper a little bit as how much they rack up interest rates, but the outlook really hasn't changed. Listen.
But you said at the last press conference that you thought the path to that soft landing had narrowed. Has it continued to narrow, or is it widened? Or I don't know if you can have a wider soft landing. But
I don't know that it's changed since that was, this is what, 5-6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was asked the question, has it narrowed? Is it still possible? And has it narrowed? It's definitely still possible. And it has narrowed because right. If you look over the course of this year, nobody expected us to raise rates this much. No mm-hmm. one expected inflation to be this strong and this persistent and this, you know, to move up, to have spread so broadly through the economy. And so the extent we need to keep rates higher or keep them higher longer, that's going to narrow the path to a soft landing. On the other hand, if we get good inflation data and we get evidence that with all the things that I talked about, if all those things start to swing the other way, then we could very much achieve this.
Well, we'll see what happens. I don't know if things are going to swing the other way. I don't know. And on the Getter feed, where this program streams live on Getter every morning, chef asked me, why are the restaurants full? Why are the stores full? Well, because people still want to be Americans, I suppose. They want to go out some. And I don't know the answer to that exactly. Because if you go to a restaurant today, good Lord, the prices are through the roof. You go to the grocery store, prices are through the roof. The value of used cars has plummeted more than it ever has in the time they've ever kept track of such a metric. Maybe because cars are more affordable, they can get some. Gas prices, the good news is the national average now down to $3.47. That is good news. Diesel down to $5.15. And that is good news compared to a month ago when gas was $3.75 and diesel was $5.31. So they're all coming down. Diesel by about 15 cents, gas by 30 cents. Where does it hold? I don't know. But the idea that we would continue to support Venezuela and others is ridiculous. The fact that we wouldn't have our own American energy policy that supports America, that keeps us independent. You look at what's happening in Germany, and you wait to see how cold this winter gets, and you wait to see what happens in the Northeast. Because the price of heating oil is up 68%. The price of natural gas is up 20% from last year. Natural gas, that's painful. Heating oil, that's untenable. It's unworkable for many families. And that all comes back to energy. How about a little bit more fun with Senator Kennedy on the Biden's energy policy? Listen.
It is a fact that America has the greatest economy, strongest economy in all of human history. We can't run it without fossil fuels, not today, not tomorrow. It is also a fact that through reserves and technology, America can produce every drop of oil and natural gas that we need and have extra left over to sell to our friends. That presents a problem for President Biden because he has embraced the woke or berserk wing of the Democratic Party. And woke ideology says we have to get rid of oil and gas in the United States. So President Biden has developed a new energy policy, and it is this. Instead of producing at a cheaper cost our own oil and gas in America, we're going to buy oil from foreign countries that hate us, in this case, Venezuela. So those foreign countries will have more money to buy weapons to try to kill us. It's a moronathon.
A moronathon. There you have it. By the way, another part of that jobs report, CNN will begin today laying off hundreds of employees. On-air contributors gone first. You know, the flapping-lipped bobbleheads. They're gone first. CNN contributors. That's heartbreaking. MSNBC is going to have a lot to choose from when it comes to morons. Well, I know you think about losing weight all the time, but not during the holidays so much. But let me give you something here, if I could. How about a couple of incredible special offers from My Pure Health Solutions? Number one, $500 off for Black Friday. That special runs for the rest of the year. All right? $500 off a program runs for the rest of the year. And if you go to GruberHealth.com right now, you'll get $500 off. You can find out how you can get in line early as well. You don't have to do it until after Christmas. You don't have to start until January. You get $500 off. You've been thinking about it. It's free to find out more at GruberHealth.com. And find out how to get first in line, too. I'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, you're welcoming the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system.
WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.